I think I learned a lot about like willies and stuff from books.
What fucking books were you reading?
Like encyclopedias and shit. Like that. Do you remember that biology book? Then it had the human female and male body. That was where we all saw dick for the first. Well, you saw your own. No, you saw your own. Always used to be, but what's this?
And they follow you to the toilet.
She gets in the bathroom with me. She follows me to the toilet, and she, you know, her head's right.
Oh, they love having a look. Goodness. Yeah, what is that?
What is that, mummy? And I say things like sometimes ladies bleed out of their front bum.
Yeah, and then just leave it at that for now until she starts.
And my back one sometimes.
And my back one when the piles are hitting. Maybe there should be a pile kit today. I had piles. I don't like applicators. They don't go far up enough. And when I sit down, I feel like I've chopped it in half and it's like in my canal. Like, ooh, ooh, ooh. It's like, do you know your U-bend? It's like it's across the U-bend. What do you fucking do?
I just get an applicator tampon. I must have a moist...
Minge. Moist minge energy.
Guys, hello and welcome. Happy Wednesday to Nip Tuck.
Not giving a fuck. I'm shaking my titties if you can't see.
So, basically, what have we got coming up, Lauren?
Okay, so today we are going to talk about periods and children and talk.
See you later, ladies.
Okay, yeah, this is exciting.
Girl talk for younger girls.
We've both got daughters. What else are we talking about?
The cost of shagging crisis. We'll get a bit more in depth on that shortly. Olivia Atwood's Getting Filthy Rich. I've watched that and I've got a lot to unpack for
Amazing.
You.
So that's
and just a little bit more on, like, can we have a little chinwag about shit that we've bought or used recently?
Yeah.
If we've got time,
we can do that. Yeah.
And of course, we need you. So we've got a couple of dilemmas here, a bit of chat off Patreon, things we've extracted from you. But we need more. We need you to be getting in touch every single week.
Yeah.
So you can get in touch on Instagram, on the phone, on the email, and the chat is always chatting on Patreon. Basically, if you don't know what Patreon is and you hear us talking about it or other people talking about it, it's OnlyFans without the tits. So you can basically...
I will put my tits in if you want.
Well, I think you already have,
I think I have.
You can literally direct message us on there. So we went, where's the surgeon list? Right. It's not really a list. You come to us, you say, hi. Boobs, and we give you a name of 10 people and we say, you go, you research yourself, but they're on our list. There you go. That's how you get that off DM feature. But I feel like the DM feature is at the bottom
of the pile,
because honestly, like, someone sends a message, anyone got an Allo discount code, within 5 minutes they've managed to save 70 quid off their Allo yoga haul.
We had one the other day.
A girl's best cutlery set. I said that the other day.
Straight away. I asked for heat protection spray straight away. Bam, 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 bam. Or I've actually put like my own genuine dilemmas in there. Yeah. Like, I'm like, I don't know what to do about this. What do you think?
Yeah.
It's a lovely little community.
It is. Lots of vlogs.
We put a lot of effort
there.
Into that as well. We put vlogs
on
in there.
We're on there all the time.
So that's what that is. You can get your bonus on there and you can watch the bonus on there. Or you can also watch our main on YouTube on a Wednesday afternoon. And it's at, what's it? At
Nip Tuck Podcast.
Subscribe.
Honestly, because then you can literally see our reaction. Like, you know, it's all well and good listening in the car. I am that person as well. But recently, what I've started doing is in my office, I sit down and I have a pod on. And I'll get myself a little drink, a little snack, get snuggly buggly, and I pop a pod on. And it's honestly...
Snuggly buggly?
Yeah. I love it.
Okay.
It's my me
time. Do what you want with it, but here we are. Okay, so... As you know, we have both got daughters, very similar age. Saskia has just turned 7, Thea has just turned 8. And we don't talk mega mum chat on here, do we? We kind of come and go with it. But there's something that has been brought up and we've actually had our own conversations about, helping each other, like guiding through what the fuck do we do about this. And we just thought it was quite a good thing to talk about on here to get advice and also to perhaps give you advice about it as well.
Yeah, so we're just opening the floor.
It started with you telling me that, go on, about the statistic that you told me.
Yeah, so there was a piece on the news, I can't remember, a few weeks ago that I saw, and it was about, you know, people at primary school starting their periods. And honestly, back when I was at primary school, that I was aware of, I don't think any of my friends were starting their periods at primary school.
I would say towards year 5 and 6, I kind of knew what it was. Yeah. And I used to think, I want
boobies a bit. Yeah, a little,
but I honestly wouldn't say until like year 6, so that's what, 10, 11, that I actually...
I started in year 7.
Same, but I didn't really know much about it until then, and there certainly wasn't chat about it at school. I wasn't told about it. Mm. And we were saying... apparently the age of starting periods has gone right down to just under 10, which that seemed real. I know some
now
people
we're
start
not
young.
Doctors we're it not
just
doctors,
an interesting fact that our periods yeah. starting that
periods
bit
are
younger.
Starting earlier. So I said to Lauren, what are you doing about the chat? And we spoke about that you had a little
yeah we spoke about
chat
it on here
with her,
yeah,
but I was thinking then I need to start soon with Saskia, because she, what if, you know, it could be in 2 years that she yeah. starts her period. And I think there's
you
something
don't want
about
it to be
a child
such a scary
as,
thing.
As young as like 6.
Yeah, no, that can, people can start really young, but normally it is a bit older, but it is in general getting younger.
I think preparation is key yeah. with these things. And can you, it's so weird as you grow older, like thinking about, you know, like when I told my mum I'd started my period and she started crying and I was like, well, you weirdo, why yeah. are you crying? And now I'm like, even thinking about Saskia starting hers makes
it's
me
scary.
Want to cry.
Yeah.
So basically I heard someone speaking about what to do when your daughter gets her period and their advice on it. And it was a lady on TikTok. I will try and find the TikTok, but it was one of my late night scrolls.
Yeah, you'd always keep it there,
I think
you?
I've left it in the chat, actually. I'll post it. And she said, you should put a period pack together and sit down together and talk her through the period pack.
Okay.
So something in like a little makeup-y...
like a little cute bag.
Nonchalant-y, zippy bag.
Theo's obsessed with fucking toiletry bags.
A toy, yeah. So maybe go shopping together
cute
one day
pink toiletry bag.
And pick. And then, you know, you can sit and talk about, these are your options. You've got a sanitary towel. You've got a period panty. You've got mm-hmm. a panty liner.
Yeah.
You've got a tampon. You've got a moon cup. They're all the options. And make them feel like their body, their decision. Yeah. So she said that the one that she went for was the period knickers.
Okay.
We will get into period knickers a little bit later on, but I'm just going to talk you through this first. So she said she bought her daughter a toiletry bag, a pair of the teen period knickers that are like boy shorts.
Fia will only wear a boy short now.
Saskia
a knicker
will
is a no.
She wears the Skims ones.
Does she?
And she says, I only wear Skims knickers now. But I get it, because when I tried Skims knickers, I was like, I only wear
them.
Skims knickers.
Fia used to wear, you know, like the knicker.
They're called security pants.
But
how
now she will
that?
Only yeah. wear a boy short.
Because they're doing cartwheels and stuff all the
I
time.
I didn't know why. I don't know why. Frilly knicker.
It is comfy, yeah.
I think what it was, is she was, it gets like a bit uncomfy, doesn't it? Right in your groin.
They grow fast as well.
Yeah. So anyway, so they do. So they do period ones, do they, for young?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So like tween period knickers.
Okay.
Like a boy short or a gymnastics-y short. So you get the toiletry bag. Get this. Then you get some kind of like sanitary disposal bag.
Right.
Some wipes.
Is that a bit like a nappy sack?
Yeah.
Right.
Some wipes. Mm-hmm. Like. Then you give them a card that says, today I started my period.
Okay.
Or two cards, I think she said she put in. And you can buy them like off Etsy or something.
You
and
can
it's just,
buy any. Today I did my first
like
whatever.
A little, like a playing card size. Right. So really small. And basically she says, okay, you go to the toilet, daughter, and you pull down your knickers and you started your period. Yeah. Right, you put those dirty knickers in your little nappy sack bag.
Yeah.
You wipe yourself off with the wipe.
Yeah.
You pop your period knickers on. Or you put
whatever
a fresh
you're gonna
pair
do.
With your pad or whatever you decide to do. And then you go to the teacher with the card. You don't need
very
to open up a conversation.
Idea. But let them know.
You hand
aware.
That to teacher. Or if mummy's away and grandma or daddy's picking you up.
Yeah.
Or even mummy.
Yeah.
Whoever.
If you don't want the convo, awkward.
Well, no, it is so awkward. Yeah. You'd pass them the card.
Done.
done.
I think that is such a good idea.
I think that advice is the just only thing fabulous. Is
when. Because I'm always torn, right, between wanting to keep her young and not thinking about this shit and being a baby, because fucking hell, it's hard being a woman. And once it starts, Jesus. So I'm kind of torn between that and also wanting to be prepared. So as I've said in the past, Thea has already asked me what a period is. She has seen it. I don't know. So we've already had the conversation. So do you wait until they come to you or do you prepare them? But then are you preparing them too soon?
Like, guys, what's your advice?
What do we do? Has Saskia mentioned anything to
she
you?
She asks me, like...
And did he see it? Did he see
her soul, she's seen me bleeding.
Yeah, like...
Especially, like, after you've had a baby as well, you're bleeding for weeks afterwards. Yeah,
and they follow you to the toilet.
She gets in the bathroom with me, she follows me to the toilet, yeah. And she, you know, her head's right.
Oh, they love having a look. Yeah, what is that?
What is that, mummy? And I say things like, sometimes ladies bleed out of their front bum.
Yeah, and then just leave it at that for now until she starts.
My back one sometimes.
And my back one when the piles are hitting. Maybe there should be a pile kit. Today I had piles.
Yeah.
Today I've got piles. I don't want to talk about it. I need one of that. You need to bring one into that. When you sat funny, you can just pass me the piles. Card. And I'll be like, right, Lucas, yeah. She's having a pile.
Should we just communicate with cards now?
Let's just not speak.
Yeah.
Let's just be in a bad mood today.
Non-bearable.
Hungry. Angry.
So basically, I think that little period pack thing.
Good idea.
I don't think that's that bad an idea to start when they're about eight.
Thea's eight now. Yeah, so we...
Imagine if she comes home and she goes, "Mummy, I lent it to my friend."
Which is another thing, yeah, that they could do. So what I find quite difficult about the starting conversation about the period is where it leads. So we had the period chat and I've spoken about it already on the pod, so I won't bore you, but we had this chat about it and I literally told her what it was, like the whole thing. Yeah. She'd seen me bleeding because like they follow you to the bloody toilet and you wipe and they see it and then what do you meant to say?
That's absolutely terrifying. Mummy's bleeding.
So you have to kind of explain that it's really, really normal. And she's seen tampon strings dangling out of my vagina and asked me
the mouse.
Oh, it's happened. So I kind of waited till she came to me and then we had a full conversation. Now, the thing is, everyone's child's different and everyone's, you know, your own kid. And you know what language to use. Whereas with Thea, she's very mature and she wants to know to the nth degree.
But why?
But from where? Which hole? And how long? And she actually said to me, so is it on the exact date every month? I was like, well, sometimes it... And she's like, and how many days? So fine, that's my child. So I had to give her the full...
overview.
We were not skimming anything. But then it kind of led to... We were talking about pregnancy. So I said, and when you're pregnant, you don't have periods. So then the problem is, it's like, how far is this going to go? So then she said, so did you know you were pregnant with Tommy because you didn't have a period? And I said, exactly that. And she's then...
Very clever.
Yeah. And I said, exactly that. I didn't come on my period, so I did a test. But then that leads to... Well, how did Tommy get there then? And then my head's gone.
Right. So these books, I did some digging because a book... It's always a good place to start.
Because you can offload to the book and remove yourself. And then you can say,
let's refer back to the book. So this one here first was my period journal. I think that's for a bit older and when they've started the period.
So they can journal it.
Because then they can journal it, and as well, they can then get to understand that it happens every...
And they can work out when it's likely to happen and how long.
The mood swing situation.
Today I feel...
Yeah.
Like, I do think as one thing that until recently, you know, women now learn, we know a lot more about our cycle. We understand now why we feel angry, why we feel tired. We know that PMD, just before our period, we're going to feel X. That wasn't a thing for me. I knew that you might feel a bit sad during certain times, but now you can literally, your discharge of this year, you can work out your entire cycle. Now, if we start that quite young to the point of, I know now
that I'm avoiding that this week.
This week I'm going to feel X, and I know that that's that week. So I'm not going to put an important. Obviously, they're only babies now, but if they start to learn their cycle, it's really. Some women. Did you listen to that podcast? I think it might have been Stephen Bartlett. But a woman basically said that she maps her work diary around her menstrual cycle, so she knows that there's a certain week where her head's gone. She's not in it. She's not productive, so she doesn't book any important decisions.
Wow, I wish I could.
I know, or any important calls that week. However, she knows that in another week she is fucking on form
when she's ovulating,
and that's when she puts her big decisions and meetings.
Clever.
If you've got the time. But teaching them that kind of thing young is probably good.
Yeah, you will feel like you want to cry these days, or you will want to eat chocolate and bars.
That's fine. That's normal.
Yeah,
exactly. So I think that would help with the diary.
So this book here had, I think it was like over 13,000 five-star reviews.
Right, okay.
And this one's called The Girl's Guide to Growing Up.
Lucas, can you zoom in?
Bye.
Anita.
I think I had this book when I was younger, you know. I think it's been around for ages. The Girl's Guide to Growing Up by Anita Nike. Trying your first bra, dealing with spots, building your confidence, and preparing for periods.
I think a book is a lovely way to, if you're a bit like,
but even if you just buy the book and leave the book in
and let them and around them
to discover it themselves. I think I learned a lot about like willies and stuff from books.
What fucking books were you reading?
Like encyclopedias and shit. Like that. Do you remember that biology book? Then it had the human female and male body. That was where we all saw dick for the first. Well, you saw your own.
Always used to be, but what's this? Did you used to go in the dictionary and search
what
up sex?
Because like, I did. Google the name of the book.
It was a biology book.
Biology encyclopedia book.
And you would go straight to the fanny and dick. Straight to the vagina. Yes, and I used to look on the dictionary. I used to search penis, willy, sex, vagina, and read it.
But that's because I was curious.
Was that it?
Yeah.
Yeah, the human body.
I'm going to order that for the kids, actually.
It is really good. I think they'll be straight at the willies.
But that's what I mean. Like, you don't see that stuff anymore. Or do they have it at school?
They must do.
The thing they've been doing, I think it's in the curriculum. Has Saskia done the private part stuff yet?
It starts this year.
Thea is so childish about it. And I'm obviously really fucking childish about it as well. So she got in the car. She was like, you're never going to guess what. So they drew... got something that's really bad, this. I actually don't know if I should admit it. They drew like a body, and then the people in the class have to point at body parts, and it's part of the curriculum, and they say like words for this. So they press the breasts, and then they'll go, okay, boobies. Guys, words for boobs.
Tits,
whatever. And she was like, Mum, they did words for vagina. And she said people were saying like, mini, tuppence. Flower. I used to say tuppence, flower, whatever.
I used to say tuppence.
And she said, I had one in my head, but I just knew you'd go mad if I said it. And I was like, what? And she went, Minge. And I was like, oh my God. And do you know where it's from?
The voice.
Big Minge Energy. It's that fucking TikTok. So at one point...
Saskia wouldn't even know what Minge is.
No, she's so grown up. And it's because she's got older brothers. So in our house, at one point, our house is fucking mental. There was a phase where everyone was going around.
TikTok trend, wasn't it? TikTok trend.
And they were all going around going, Big Minge Energy. How do you stop that? So then she said, what's a minge? So I was like, it's a horrible word for the vagina.
Oh,
so when
minge.
She got in the car, she was like, everyone was saying like tuppence first. And I wanted to say minge, but I knew you'd go mad. I was like, never say that
imagine
word.
Imagine if she'd have said minge. The teacher would have had to have a week off, laughing.
But she got in the car and she was just crying, laughing. She was like, some people were saying this.
Let me finish these books up. Sorry. I think there's Celebrate Your Body, the ultimate puberty book for girls. That was really top rated as well. What is happening?
I need that book for everyday life.
Same. So this one is called What is Happening to Me? So there's three. Go and have a look at them three.
Yeah.
But this is where I wanted to get into. Like, how lucky are they to have period knickers?
Yes.
They are so lucky. We only just discovered period knickers 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. I found them when I was postpartum with Teddy.
I've only just properly started using them.
I only use period knickers.
The past probably few months, you know.
Organic tampons if I'm
went
on holiday.
That. Yeah.
So we did. We used organic tampons 3 years ago. We used to use the Day and the Flow and the Totem.
The Day
tampons,
had
CBD oil.
CBD oil in it.
So, CBD tampons.
It's like smoking weed up your fanny.
It helps with the pain. Lucas, it's
fuck
off. Yeah.
And I swear.
That's the thing.
Yeah. I swear. I could feel it.
It warms
I swear. When
your
I put
womb.
It in, I could feel warmth. I swear. Yeah. I could feel like my fanny had a joint.
That's like imagining covering a fucking dildo in CBD oil and ramming yourself.
What a great idea. But then I got into the whole like are you really meant to shove something
up your fanny?
Yeah, like
only a dick.
And as well, like, please, I always say, like, bleach tampons, like,
you're putting bleach in your fag.
Like, just, no.
And so, it sits in there for a long time.
Can we just, before we get on to period knicker chat, those tampons for post-sex?
Yeah.
Post-sex tampons. It came up as an Instagram ad. What were they called?
I can't remember, but
Remember we told
everybody to put BV gel up the fanny and stuff.
I think and use it as lube.
That's better than a tampon because no, how have they been treated?
Supposedly the tampon, after you've been cream pied, the
Lucas, you're so childish. Lucas, do you know what's really what?
Is that what you're on about?
What are they called?
After sex cleanup.
Cue the what? Cum sponge, why we love it.
What?
After sex cleanup drip stick.
I don't think that's what they meant. We're going to put a picture of that up here. I don't think that's what I was talking about.
Awkward essentials. Cue the cum sponge.
Right, listen. I've got a good point on this.
I think it was this ad.
Right, so if you are in a relationship in your house and you're having sex, you can deal with the backlash. What if, to be fair, you go or you're shagging someone in the office and you go and have a 1, 2, 3
in the stationery cupboard.
In the stationery cupboard, and then you've got the drip after. That could make sense for that.
Awkward essentials. Have a look, guys. So yeah. Anyway, we digress. So basically, period knickers are, I think we start promoting these to the girls now, Lauren.
I agree.
Because...
And it's not as scary.
It's not scary. The ones that the lady that did that video, they were black, like boy
Nobody
shorts.
Would know. It's not as scary. And also it means they're not
You don't
even to,
see it all.
Because just think about it, right? To us, it's so straightforward to put a pad in. It's not for a little girl. Like
also the feeling of walking around with it in, the sound of it.
So I do think that might be knickers. Something that I think is definitely worth speaking about.
And you just have a pack of three in your school bag. Changing your knickers is not a big deal.
No. But they do need a little bag for after.
Those mellow period knickers.
Yes, we've got a code for them.
Do you?
Yes, I asked her. Forgotten it. I'll put it in Patreon when I remember.
We'll put it in Patreon. But basically, these mellow period knickers, sometimes certain period knickers, and the ones that I discovered postpartum, not going to lie, was when I was doing my hospital bag, the Marks and Spencer ones, mm-hmm. a 3-pack for whatever. But the gusset, when you put them in the dryer, because they do just look like normal knickers, yeah. and I only wear black. All of my clothes are black. My leggings, yeah. my knickers, my bras, my tops, my jeans, everything
black,
is black.
Black.
And I don't think that you were meant to put them in the dryer and they
no,
all
you're not.
Broke.
I so
and these ones though
they're much
are
nicer.
Reinforced and stitched and the dressing gown.
The dressing
you
gown.
You put
is
me
nice.
Onto it.
Yes.
Is it weighted or something?
Ashley, my house is so small, for the amount of people we have in it, I can't even have like a bag.
Did it all get posted to you ages ago?
Yeah,
something?
And I sent it to you because I didn't want it in my house any longer because I can't even have a package. So I went down to the post office and forced you to have it because I was like, I can't leave this in my house just before Christmas.
They do a dressing gown as well. It's really
it's
nice.
Like a weighted one.
But
so
the main
feel...
product is period knickers and the period knickers are really fucking good quality.
They have a thong one. I love a thong.
They're called Mellow. I like the high ones.
So I
because I get really bloated.
So I wore the high ones. I'm on period now, actually. No, like the other day, and really liked them. What I would say is I'm normally like an extra small. I got a medium.
Always size up in period knickers.
I don't like tight either. No. I like loose.
And because they are reinforced, period knickers on like all of the bits.
It's a bit, I got a medium and they fit me nicely.
But right, if you're going to introduce period pants to either your teen daughter that already uses mm-hmm. pads or tampons or to yourself, this is my advice on introducing period knickers. Start by just wearing them at night.
Yeah, get used to them.
Get used to them. It's not that scary. Go and buy one pair.
Just one pair.
See how you get on. I'm telling you now, you'll fall in love with them. But we've got a TikTok that's gone viral. I think it's got like 8 million views or something. And it's me talking about how I've trained myself to free bleed.
Have we?
Yeah.
It went viral?
Yeah.
I had No, I don't remember the clip.
Yeah, and like loads of gynecologists have done reactions to it. And
good
so,
or bad?
Really okay. good. So basically now, you only wear period knickers now, don't you?
Or a pad.
Or a pad.
I only wear a tampon if it's a night out with a cream bikini. Outfit or it's a bikini. I'm sorry, but I'm going to wear them for those occasions.
Then what I do now, I only wear, again, I'll wear a tampon on if a night needed. Out or a white dress vibe. Like very rare. And I now, when I'm on my period, I wear my period knickers. Sorry, guys, this is going to get graphic, but I don't give a fuck because honestly think that my symptoms of period, my periods are shorter. I get less pain, might because I'm older, but I get less pain and I feel like everything clears out a lot better.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I'm being graphic, I'm sorry, Lucas, but it all comes out. So when I go to the toilet,
is that the release?
It's the release. So I go for a wee and then everything opens up and it goes gush, all the period stuff, and then it stops. And
so
the period knickers, sometimes I'll like laugh and a bit and will a squirt. Come out. But mainly it's that and so then one of postpartum the girls in Patreon game said this. Changer.
One of the girls in Patreon a few weeks ago said that since using period knickers, because someone was asking about it, she tends, not all the time, but the majority of the bleed tends to be when she sits down to go to the toilet. How does your body know?
Your body
that?
Just knows, Lauren. It's like literally.
It's crazy.
I think.
But at night, though, I don't bleed at night till I get up. Is that because we're lying down? Don't know.
This is the thing.
Because at night, I never wear any.
This is the thing. Then the days where I would wear a tampon and then put a pad in it, like I'd have loads of accidents in the night. So I'm like. Does anyone know the psychology behind this?
I like the idea of it, and I do.
But I think...
But there is one thing.
What?
So I actually looked at this. So you finished with your period knickers. You took them off for the day. What do you do? You should have seen me. I was like, right, what do I do with this? Because I didn't...
Washing machine.
No, but I didn't want to put it in my washing basket.
Yeah, I just put them straight in the washing machine.
Yeah, but I don't do a wash every single day.
I do. Oh my God, my wash. My washing
I don't,
machine.
Not a darks wash every day I for just, one pair of knickers. Yeah, so I'm, what Mello are doing,
what?
Because I've said this, I said, love it all, but I don't know what to do with my bloody knickers. I don't want to put them in with the other kids' stuff. I'm not doing a wash every day for 5 days for a pair of knickers. I'm just not.
Detergent kills everything.
No,
Lauren.
I know, but I just didn't want to put it in. Just something about it next to the white baby girls, it was a no for me. So what she is doing, she said, because I'm not the only one that said this, that has been like, I do these. She's making a bag.
Oh, a laundry bag. Cute.
And you keep them in there, in your laundry, but in the bag. And then when you've got a couple and you're ready to do a wash, you whack them in the wash.
I need to order some more, because I'd say having four pairs is the perfect amount.
But the nighttime, I'd build them up. So you start getting a couple and then you build them up.
But postpartum, they are an absolute game changer.
Oh, yeah.
If you're having a C-section, make sure you get that over the
higher ones.
Yeah. But it gave me a lot more confidence, because postpartum, you'd think, that's it now. Done bleeding. And then.
And when you have a section, you think.
Then.
You kind of think, because you've had a section, people think you won't bleed because you've not had a vaginal birth.
No,
it's the same.
No,
you still bleed.
I just wore period knickers for 2 months.
Yeah. Yeah,
and comfy, it was. I felt confident. In. I felt held in. I felt comfy. Anyway, we've talked about this for a little bit,
quite a long time. Yeah, that funny chat. But any advice, girls?
Can you remember starting your period?
Yes, I was in. It was literally the last day of year 7, and I had been wanting to start my period. Like I wanted to be older than I was. I always wanted to be older than I was, and I wanted to be a grown up. And last day of year 7, I was on the bus. Coming home, and I went to the toilet. I was in a sweet shop for some reason. I don't know why I was there. And I thought I'd shat myself. So I
was
sniffed.
It brown?
Yeah, it was brown. So I had a little sniff.
You've probably been there all day then.
Oh, God, yeah. And it wasn't poo. And I realised that I'd come on period. So I went home and said to my mum, oh, I've shit my pants or something. And she was like, oh, darling. But I don't think, if I remember rightly, we'd had a pre-period chat. I don't think we'd had any chat. I knew what it was because I knew I'd been on the encyclopedia.
Yeah, we're saying that our mums are probably like, we sat you down and we told you everything, and
probably,
you're,
and I forgot, like, and we gave you a fucking book. But I don't think we did. And I think she said to me, if I remember rightly, she wouldn't let me use tampons. I think she said that's for when you're older. And I think it was because of the thought.
I can imagine you going and shoving one right
and
in.
I will
then.
Have done on purpose to have a yeah. read. But I think she thought
Lauren,
that it was.
Not allowed to use tampons, clear
straight away,
shelf.
Clears the shelf. 10 at once.
Do you remember when they used to come with those instructions and the warning?
Yeah, and I used to read the instructions.
Have a leg on the toilet seat. And it's like, who the fuck does that when they put a tampon in?
Me.
Fuck off. Fuck off. Do a demonstration. I just shove it up.
No, so this
I must
funny.
Have a bucket then.
Because the other day, James was walking past.
You put your leg on the toilet seat.
James was walking past my own suite and he popped his head and he went, oh, I've never seen anyone do this. He put his hands on his back, leant down, and he went, can I watch? I was like, yeah, sure. So this is what I do, guys. If you're not on Patreon, if you're not on YouTube, you're not going to see this. This is what I do. Toilet seat. Then I...
Lauren!
I'm not going up dry. So I...
Is this normal? This is not normal.
Well, I'm not putting my finger up dry. So I go... Then I don't use an applicator. Then I put it on the...
Well,
then
maybe do that. Maybe use an applicator tampon.
I open up the lips and I whack it so it goes right up there. Then I take it out and wash my hands. I don't like applicators. They don't go far up enough. And when I sit down, it's like I've chopped it in half and it's like in my canal. Like, ooh, ooh, ooh. It's like, do you know your U-bend? It's like it's across the U-bend. What do you fucking do?
I just get an applicator tampon. I must have a moist...
Pussy. moist minge energy. Mine's dry.
Maybe you're perimenopausal.
Day to day, it's dry. Like, it's
mine's
not
always like.
I get a lot of discharge, but like day to day, it's pretty dry. Mine's not ditched. Since I've had the baby, I've hardly had any discharge. Am I premenopausal? Anyway, yeah.
I get. A smooth applicator tampon.
Oh, mine's...
Isn't that a song?
See, mine's... Imagine.
Smooth applicator.
That's why I have to moisturise because mine's like a dry...
Like a Lillet?
Yes, I use a Lillet. Is that not...
The best a man can get?
Well, normally, obviously I use the organic now, but all the knickers. But yeah, guys, tell us how you put your tampons in.
I would never have thought that you would have made a song and dance out of doing that.
I don't make a song. I just put my leg up.
You fucking do.
Right. I just put my leg up.
Anyway,
enough.
James has just
texted
me. I'll tell you what it said in a minute because I want to see what you think.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was very... funny. That's not normal, that, mate.
I mean,
I'm looking at you like, how do you put yours in?
Fuck you.
Your
well,
ass.
I'm gonna buy that cum sponge.
I would never have thought you would.
It takes me 2 seconds. Leg up, open the flaps. I forgot to do the flap opening because I use my fingers and open the flap.
Your fly is open.
And then whack it up. Okay, guys, we are back. James has just texted me saying... I've got something to confess. I think Victoria Beckham is sexy.
Yeah, she is.
I think she is. I'm
so
all right
why?
With that.
That's not a...
No, I'm just like, do you think... Why are you telling me? I think David is. But yeah, I think she is sexy.
Ed said he's her favourite Spice Girl.
Hey,
you guys. Hey. That is a great question on a first date.
Who's your favourite Spice Girl?
Uh-huh.
Do you think that tells a lot about a man?
Uh-huh.
Because if it's baby, then they want like, nee, nee, nee. Well, and if it's Jerry, they want fucking shagging.
Mm.
Yeah. And if it's posh, then they want to look after you. They want like yeah, that might be a good question. Oh,
Mel B.
Excuse me.
Fuck's sake.
Right. I want to talk about something before we go into the dilemma. Am I allowed, Lucas? The cost of shagging crisis.
I didn't know what you were going to say then. Right, what's this then?
Right. Lauren, there's a pandemic literally sweeping
another one.
The nation. It's called the cost of shagging crisis. Now, young people are experiencing the cost of living crisis.
Yeah.
Which then has been impacting their shags.
Oh.
Because they're saying, where do you shag? Because a lot of people have moved back in with their mums and dads.
Here we go. Jump to list off a few ideas.
Where do you shag? Because you moved back home. A hotel is fucking expensive. Going on dates with certain types of people who need X amount of dates before they let shag. That's expensive. Right. And the nation's being cock-blocked.
Because of the cost of living.
Is affecting their shagging. And so, everyone supposedly, it's like a circle of doom because everyone's in a really fucking bad mood because no one can shag.
So you're saying there's a peendemic?
Yeah, a peendemic.
Right. So do you want me to give people ideas of places to shag?
Go for it.
In the car. Cars are expensive.
Yeah.
When it's stationary.
Don't leave the engine on.
When it's stationary.
On the bus? No.
No.
Oh, I saw a video of someone shagging on the bus the other day.
I get that. In a park?
No.
Illegal? Also illegal? No.
Is very, hi, Lauren. Just met you on Hinge. Want to shag in a park?
Yeah.
No.
Do you know what? This is a fair point.
It's
Where are you going to shag? Because if you can't afford a hotel room, then where are you going to shag?
Or you
and you've moved back in with your mum and dad.
Get down to business a bit quicker.
What do you mean?
We're going to have to stop demanding 3 dates.
Before the shag?
Well, we're going to have to give the boys a bit of
because if
leeway.
You work this out, let's call a date £150. It's probably at more, least. But call it that. The girl wants 3 dates. We're on £450 at this point.
At least.
At least 3 dates. So 450
by this point with me, you'd be on 5-10 grand.
Right, okay. And then, I mean, I'm happy with a packet of crisps, but, and then you've then got the night out that then turns into the hotel stay. A hotel stay is at least £100. At least. You could 200 probably.
Way more.
So you've got your outfits and stuff because you want to look smart for them to shag you. You need some clean underpants like new Calvin's. So we're talking here a grand just to shag someone.
Yeah.
It's probably less to get a prostitute. But then where are you shagging them?
In a brothel.
Oh, in the actual brothel.
Yeah.
I think
yeah, that's what's going a bit wrong at the minute, really.
Right, okay. And that's why everyone's angry because they're not getting shagged.
Yeah.
Or would you ever go back to your mum and... No, no one would do that.
And your mum wants to know, like, who's in my house? Like, yeah. Do you know what I mean?
James said there has been multiple occasions that his mum has shouted up, get that fucking girl out of your room now. Get her out of this house. And his mum would as well. She'd probably say, get that slag out of the house. And James also, the other day, the little fucker, we went past a hotel. I was like, I didn't know they had a hotel. He was there and he was like, I was like, what? He went, I did. I was like, how many times? Do you know where it was? Everyone's now who shagged James.
Britannia Hotel, was it?
I think it was the Mayor. It was some. I can't remember. And he was like,
Cottons.
I can't remember.
On my road.
I can't remember where it was.
Yeah, anyway. That's Cottons. It's fucking rancid.
Wow.
It's a meat point.
and he was like, yeah, I've been there a few times. And I was like, But fair. Have you ever been back to a hotel for a shag? I have.
No.
Probably. I can only think of one time. Two-ish.
I'll only ever date a man with his own home.
No, but it's not that. You might not want to go to their home. Like,
I'm going to let their dick inside me.
No, but what if you're visiting? What if they're visiting and you're in another city? What if you're all out?
I wouldn't date a far person. No, you're doing it all wrong. No.
Well, I'm all right now. But, like, it's not an issue that I had now. Not before. Not so much.
Listen, no judgment. Or you could get Johnny Bravo. How much do we think he is?
What's he doing?
What's going on with him?
Is he back with the girl?
I think he's back with the girl. I think we were right and it was
publicity.
Yeah.
I've not heard from him.
A pub stunt.
I did send him a voice note, didn't I? Saying, what's going on? Did you cheat on your girlfriend? And he didn't even reply. So I think he's fallen out.
How much do you think a male prostitute is, Lucas?
An escort. I mean, he's got to be...
A sex worker. That's what we call them.
We're going to find out the average cost of a sex worker. I can't. Yeah. I hope someone sees your Google history.
Oh my god! After work. He's been
yeah.
with us.
So I've got cum sponge and male sex worker average salary in the UK.
It's like you're thinking about doing it as
is
a
it £200 an hour?
No, apparently it's £12 to £13, £150 an hour. But this is bollocks. Like he's got to be doing 100K a year.
Do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Lucas, I want to ask you, just digress here. Like, a lot of people, if you're an OG, will know Lucas, will have heard him. Not everyone has.
Mm.
So, can I put you on the spot and ask you a bit about your current dating life? Because we started a conversation last week, like not a private one, but like in between records, about you like fucking dating right now is a joke, and I never picked you up on it, and I would like to hear it.
So, I went on a date with a guy, and he was very nice and lovely and very attractive, and then he was just very needy, like. I just launched my own business. I was very busy, and it was just like constant. You know, like I need to date someone.
Reaffirmation.
Yeah, I need to date someone that is like passionate about their work. So, like when it's working hours, like I don't really want to message. Alone.
Oh my god, that is an ick when a man texts me in the day.
Yeah.
With Ed, I'm like, I don't want to hear from you.
So then
James never texts me in the day. He's too busy
to work. Yeah.
So he was like, next date, he's like, oh, and I was about to go on holiday. Mm-hmm. I was back for a week, and then I went on holiday again. So right. I was so busy.
Is that
when
they went to Turkey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was like, you're just not giving me enough. I was like, we've met once.
And you'd met once.
Yeah.
And he wasn't fit enough to make it just work.
No, he was. But I was like, I've just launched my own business. That's
Did
priority.
Did you knob him?
No. We only met once.
Well.
No.
He says it
I'm
as if he's
man.
Never knobbed cost someone on the first date.
And then I started like having a few dates with this other guy who I met at Pride, and he also met my friends.
Right.
And then on my birthday, bearing in mind we'd been talking, we'd had a few dates. my mate came up to me and was like, oh, do you remember that guy we met? Yeah, I went around his parents' house and shagged him the other day. I was like, oh, well, we've been on 3 dates.
Oh, so he'd been dating you, and then in the meantime,
and then he
went and nobbed your friend.
Yeah, but my mate didn't know about
it.
It wasn't his fault, but the guy that I had a few dates with.
So what did he think was going to happen?
Well, I was like, oh, I've just heard about this. He's like, nah, he's talking crap. And I was like, well,
no, he's my friend.
And then he admitted it. And I was like, this is where we part ways and blocked him.
And did he have an excuse?
I didn't give him a chance. I blocked him.
And what apps are you on?
Rat.
Ratty fucker.
Yeah.
What apps are you on?
Hinge and Tinder.
Not Grindr.
No. I'm 35 now.
Is Grindr more like a hookup?
Grindr is, I could go on Grindr, and this is not anything of me being arrogant. I could go on Grindr right now, and probably within 20 minutes, I could have something lined up.
Have something in something going on.
Something lined
How
up.
How do they act?
It is
when
that
they
easy.
Meet you, are they just like, bend over then?
Well, isn't that my line to them?
Yeah. Like, what is it? Or do you have to like snog them?
Well,
or?
So every situation is different. Everyone's different.
I guess it's only the same as straight people.
Yeah, I don't want to go into too much detail because Daddy will be listening.
We've told Daddy not to listen.
Not like Danny.
Daddy.
Like
Daddy.
My father.
Because obviously there are some people that have a name where they just like people to come in and pop it in and do the business and unload and leave. But then other ones,
Do they let them fully come in them?
Yeah,
in the
so
box?
The term is... I can't believe I'm doing this. The term is a cum dump.
And then what do they do with the cum?
Squeeze it out into the toilet.
Yeah, but there are some people that will literally like go on Grindr and see how many they can get in a day. And sometimes
so kind
they'll
of
put,
funny blue, like
sometimes
a cream
they'll
pie.
Put the little like water emoji and the number next to it.
Oh. So they might say like
what the squirt.
I can only assume it's like a cum cement mixer up there.
But then that's very very scary for STDs.
Very. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, gays can have like prep and stuff to but oh yeah, there's some.
Do you know if you have
some
prep,
naughty boys
Lucas,
on there?
Do you know if you have prep? Do you have to pay for it?
No, you can get it on NHS.
Prep is just for
so
anyone
that
who doesn't
you don't
know.
Get HIV.
It's something you can take to prevent that happening.
You take it every
very
day,
fucking
though,
good.
Yeah,
good.
Every day.
Good. I'm glad there's
Does
something
it make
like
you
that.
Feel like shit though.
No.
I'm really glad that there
but
is something like that.
Every medication's got
a side effect. Yeah, but then it's the
it really doesn't.
But also, don't forget,
because
Ashley, you don't want HIV.
Cold sore tablet. Yeah, but that's what I'm talking about with the cold sore
it's
tablets.
The, which like, is more important?
No.
Have you taken acyclovir before?
Only before
it
lip blush.
It makes you feel like
does
shit.
Does it?
Yeah. So that's the...
But no, I'd rather feel like shit. Fine.
No.
Well, thank you. And have you got any more dates lined up?
I've got one Friday.
Have you? Right,
what
go
are you
on.
Wearing?
I don't know yet. I don't even know where I'm going to take him. We're only going for drinks.
Him? Oh, you're taking him?
Is he the girl? Yeah. Is he the girl?
I have absolutely no idea of his orientation.
Right, but you're taking him. Is that because you asked for the
date? Well, because I'm the fucking geezer, innit?
Are you all a guy?
You know?
So are you
he's
always...
the one that's bumming.
Went down the shop, got a few scratch cards, didn't I? I had a bit of money come in the old bank, and then now I'm going to take him down to the pub, get a few Guinness, didn't I?
So are you always the one that takes them on the date?
Yeah.
Usually,
He's the man one.
No. The top. I've learned that. I love telling people about that.
God.
Right, okay. I don't know. I'm just interested. So you're going on Friday.
Where
you don't know where you're
taking
him.
I don't know yet, but I've said to you before, I love a first date at Mackie Mare in Northern Court.
Lots going on. Picky bits.
Yeah, because if, let's say it's crap.
You've got loads of atmosphere and chat.
You can sit on a table with
you
other people.
You know where else is nice as well? El Gato Negro.
Love El Gato Negro. Yeah.
Every time I walk past there, I scowl at it because James once went on a date there. And now I won't.
It's really nice, though.
It's great.
Bet they had a great time.
Yeah, like somewhere like that vibe.
Mm.
You want
but he
busy,
likes
though.
His white wine. I don't like white wine, so.
What right. kind of wine do you like?
Red.
Okay. Red?
Yeah. Love
so
an
Malbec. So you're going on Friday.
Yep.
You're going to take him out and see. Have you had a lot of interaction up to now?
Well, we'd talked before, but then again, this was when I launched my own business, so it just kind of fizzled out, but not for any reason. Just
didn't have the time for
I
it.
Didn't have the time.
Okay.
And sorry. He seems really nice. Okay. He's got a horse.
What?
Right.
He's got a horse.
So he's great at riding.
Right, guys. Love you. That was a real big bang.
All
bang.
Over the show.
Don't forget, you can watch us now on YouTube, 5 o'clock, Wednesday. Be there, be square, get your chicken wine. Send us a picture in of where you're watching this. Nip Tuck Podcast. Subscribe. Watch because you all begged for YouTube to come back
and we've done
and
it.
No one's watching it,
so go watch it then if you want.
If you want more, you need to watch and share.
Share.
Sharing is caring. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.